You know, it could be what's happening. God uses strange things to, we've talked about this. God uses things to bring people to himself. Did he cause this? Well, as we've even talked about in the last number of weeks, not necessarily. Yeah. You know, God can use things to fulfill his will. And when things like this situation happens, we need to look and see what God is trying to say in the midst of the crisis. So in our case, what is God saying to the world? And, you know, not to be too bold here, but probably something like, I am here. Mm-hmm. Please don't ignore me. You know, I sent my son to die for you so you could be with me for all eternity. And it's also a reminder to the world to follow his first two commandments given in Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Mm-hmm. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. So I would say, yeah, there's a bit of a message here from God saying, okay, don't ignore me and don't ignore people around you.
I love what you said, though. God can use things. You know, because I do have this thought floating around in my head, like, you know, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we have seen that obviously taking place due to this.
Yep.
So it raises interesting questions. But for me personally, I've had a lot more time. It's like, it's forced me. Like I literally am forced, you know, if I'm not here at the studio, I'm at home, which is fine. But it even has me, I'm having a little bit extra time, maybe like reaching out to someone over the phone or you know, I've had people say, man, you know, like, I feel like we've had some really good quality time recently because, you know, we're able to slow down.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've used this time to text people from the church and everything just to say, hey.
You never texted me.
Actually, you do text me.
I do text you. This guy harasses me. Oh, my gosh. Asking me when I'm going to get engaged. Oh, my goodness.